The quest for better cancer treatment never stops. In the latest development, Veterans Affairs doctors are teaming up with those in the Defense Department and the National Cancer Institute. The program is called Applied Proteogenomics Organizational Learning and Outcomes Consortium, or APOLLO. It's part of the so-called Cancer Moonshot Initiative. Dr. Michael Kelly is National Program Director for Oncology at Veterans Affairs. He joins me now with what the program is all about. Dr. Kelly, good to have you on.
Good morning, Tom. Good to be here.
So tell us about this program. How does it work programmatically? You've got three disparate organizations involved. How is it set up?
Well, we have the same problem, though. So we're collaborating to attack that problem. So the big idea here is that understanding proteins in addition to DNA can help improve how we select therapies for patients. And so each of us has a component of the project in order to attack that problem and come up with a solution.
Now, the key word in here seems to be proteogenomics. Just in layman's terms, what is that all about?
Right. So let's start with the second half of that. So genomics is the study of DNA and RNA. These are the genetic materials of the cells. And what we're adding on here is looking at the proteins. So we already do that to some extent for patients with cancer, basically one small protein at a time. What proteogenomics is looking at many proteins all at once, much like we do for genetic material now with some of the new technologies.
The point of the program is it basic research, or does it have a clinical application fairly soon, do you think?
Yeah, so this is why the three agencies need to be all together here, is because this is a idea which spans from the basic science all the way through to clinical care in healthcare systems. So in everything in between, from clinical trials is what we apply to the new knowledge to patients. So the discovery part of this is looking at many patients with cancer. We're starting with lung cancer, but we'll be expanding very quickly to other cancer types. And we'll be studying all of the genes and many proteins that are related to cancer. And that will be a discovery of associations between what works in terms of treatments for patients based not only on their genes, but also on the pattern of expression of proteins. And then this will then be applied in the clinic going forward, first in clinical trials, and then as we understand better what to be looking at in terms of the proteins in addition to the genes, then we'll apply that to the healthcare system.
And when you say clinical trials of what in particular?
Yeah, so obviously understanding the protein expression doesn't help patients in and of itself. It's what we do with that information. And so what we do with that information is we make different treatment decisions. So there are many drugs which have been approved. The rate of approval of drugs by the FDA has increased rapidly in the last few years for cancer patients. And there are many more coming down the road, and how to use them best for any individual patient is what we're trying to understand here.
And you mentioned that there you're starting with lung cancer, and there are many forms of it. And I wanted to ask you about that in the context of the term moonshot, because the moonshot was a thing to do, get a person from point A to point B and back again, whereas cancer is really a thousand things. So is moonshot, do you think, the best phrase for trying to find out about different cancers?
Well, you'll have to discuss that with the vice president as to what what the moniker should be for his initiative. I think the idea is underlying the cancer moonshot is that we need a paradigm shift in how we think about cancer and how we focus on it. And I think that has been a result which has gone forward. We're talking to many different people now. The whole urgency of making progress in cancer has gotten through to the people who need to hear that. And I think that the discussions that we're having, the projects which are coming out of that, including APOLLO, is a demonstrable product of that initiative.
We're speaking with Dr. Michael Kelly, National Program Director for Oncology at the Veterans Affairs Department. And so in working with the National Cancer Institute and also the Defense Department, who does what? How do you organize it so that the work gets not duplicated and everybody can bring the best to bear on this?
Yeah, so this is through organizational communications. So this is led by a collaborative group. We're very, I think, interactive. We're meeting twice a week now. We had an in-person meeting hosted by the Department of Defense in the D.C. area for a whole day. And so that was a great launch that then got separated into four work streams. Those work streams are going to be developing work products, and we're basically dividing and conquering. So there's plenty of work to do. We don't have to worry about duplications. We have to worry about getting each piece done so that the whole project goes forward, just like going to the moon. Everyone didn't do every piece of that job, and there was a coordinated effort to get it done.
And when you talk about the idea of better understanding of the processes here in lung cancer and the proteins and so forth that lead to clinical trials, is there an expected timeline for when the trials, the more fine-tuned approaches, can be attempted?
So the timeline is within 2 years, is that we would have new information to help guide therapies, at least in the context of a clinical trial. Whether that's what actually happens, we're not sure, but I think that is the goal.
And can you give me a sense of how much of VA activity is devoted to cancer in veterans, and of that, is lung cancer one of the bigger targets?
For veterans who are diagnosed and treated in the VA system, lung cancer is the second most common cancer, and it's the leading cause of death in both male and female veterans. So it is a huge problem for us. It is a focus for us because there are already some genetic alterations in lung cancer cells, which allow us to guide therapies to some degree. But we understand that those gene changes in lung cancers aren't perfect, in that they don't tell us for sure who's going to respond and who's not going to respond and what the best treatment is for any one patient as well as we'd like it to be. So we think that adding proteins onto that is going to refine the accuracy of those predictions.
I was going to ask, could this research lead to a way to maybe anticipate cancer before it blossoms into something that's more difficult to treat?
It certainly could. I think that's I've been focusing on the main core activity of this collaboration. There are many other spokes for this hub activity, and one of them is predicting outcomes from cancers. It could also develop new knowledge that would be applicable to early diagnosis, or which might help with screening, so early detection.
And gathering the evidence, does this require taking tissue from people with both known to have lung cancer and people that are known to not have it, and some kind of comparison?
So it's mostly done from patients with cancer. We don't think that what we're focused on requires patients that don't have cancer. It's really a comparison within a patient between the normal cells and the non-normal cells.
And you're pretty optimistic that you're going to make some progress here?
I think there's pretty good evidence that proteins add information to the biology of cancer, and understanding the biology of cancer, basically the what causes cancer, how cancer works, understanding that allows us to make progress. It's allowed us to make a significant amount of progress in cancer therapies and diagnosis, prognosis. And so we're basically going to the next step here and saying, okay, we did genes. Now it's time to do protein.
Dr. Michael Kelly is National Program Director for Oncology at Veterans Affairs. Thanks so much for joining me.
It's a pleasure.
You can read more and share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.